is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. And now we turn to a character once described as America's most well-known evangelical.
Now the Word of God dwells within everyone. I want you to let that word out. Let your spirit...
Oh.
What is it, Ned?
The good Lord is telling me to confess to something. An immodest sense of pride in our community.
Ned Flanders attempting a confession there. He, along with the vaguely Hindu comments of Quickie Mart owner Apu, is a frequent foil to satirize and explore religious belief systems on The Simpsons, America's longest-running scripted primetime television show. Mike Reiss, four-time Emmy-winning writer for The Simpsons, is concerned with another brand of animated spirituality, Judaism. He's presenting Jews in Tunes. That's a talk about discovering Jewish themes across Springfield's 24-year history. His talk takes place at the New Hampshire Jewish Film Festival at Concord's Red River Theater on April 14th. And Mike, welcome to Word of Mouth.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
Have there been a lot of Jewish subject matter on The Simpsons? I'm not recalling.
It's a funny thing. We've done three purely Jewish-themed episodes, and that's not a lot. It's three more than Friends ever did or even Seinfeld, but it's three. It's a lot of topics
to cover. Wait, Seinfeld? Really?
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, these are all about Judaism, going to Israel, reuniting with your Orthodox rabbi father, and Krusty the Clown having a bar mitzvah. To put it in perspective, we've done two episodes about McDonald's McRib sandwich.
So Judaism triumphed over McDonald's McRib.
We're ahead by one.
I must say, you know, I remember reading about a lot of people who are evangelical Christians and people of other faiths objecting to The Simpsons or not letting their children watch it. Has there been a tense relationship between The Simpsons and organized religions?
When the show came on, I mean, we were hit hard by religion. We were condemned by the National Council of Churches. It was a very uneasy thing for at least a couple of years. And then some pundit somewhere finally observed that the Simpsons are the only family on TV that goes to church. And then that started a big turnaround. I mean, the show started to gain and sort of a respectable following. And then the ultimate came last year when the Pope endorsed The Simpsons.
Before he resigned?
Right? Before. I think this is why he resigned. The Pope said, I love The Simpsons, and I like Homer's struggle with Christianity and elements of faith. We used to get a lot of calls, too, from the Archbishop of Canterbury, and he was calling so much and saying so many nice things about The Simpsons. We realized, oh, he wants to do a guest shot on the show.
You've been with The Simpsons since day one. So what are some of the major changes that you've noticed in the program since it began?
The biggest changes are what I'm talking about, that just we went from being the most shocking, appalling thing on TV to something sort of almost quaint and old-fashioned and something sort of embraced by everyone. You know, not only did the church condemn us, but when the show first came on, schools banned Bart Simpson T-shirt. Now there are colleges all over America that teach courses in The Simpsons. And I think that's a very good sign of the apocalypse.
So you've done three Simpsons episodes dealing specifically or focused on Judaism. How did you hitch your wagon to the New Hampshire Jewish Film Festival? I mean, what are you bringing to this project?
I've done this sort of presentation at Hillel's all over America, hundreds of Hillel's, and then I did it at the San Francisco Jewish Film Festival. Some guy had the idea, why don't you talk about The Simpsons and Judaism at the San Francisco Jewish Film Festival, even though The Simpsons are not Jewish or a film? And I did it, and 3,000 people came. It was the biggest event in their history. And so a lot of other Jewish film festivals said, you know, they like selling tickets. So they said, let's do it. So I've been to at least a dozen Jewish film festivals, all in places where you didn't know there were Jews, like Charlotte, North Carolina, and Nashville, and now New Hampshire.
I do have it on good authority that there are Jews here in New Hampshire.
The amazing thing about New Hampshire, I know it's not Jew heaven. It's not filled with Jews, but you produce Sarah Silverman and Adam Sandler and Seth Meyers.
Yeah, so you know.
That's remarkable. Seth, I think, Myers. You probably had four of them, and three are big in comedy.
So, all right. So what do you talk about here when Jews in Tunes?
Well, first thing I have to preface by saying, You don't have to be Jewish to enjoy this presentation, and you don't have to like The Simpsons. You can be an, well, you can be an anti-Semitic Simpsons hater and still have a great time at the show. But I talk about Jewish themes, these Jewish episodes we've done in the show. I talk about our Jewish writers. And interestingly, I talk about our Jewish cast members. We had three of our six main cast members are Jewish, including the guy who plays Ned Flanders and Reverend Lovejoy. That's Harry Shearer, a Jewish guy who's basically talking to himself in that whole scene. Mm-hmm. And Apu the Hindu, he's a Jew too. That's done by Hank Azaria, who's also Jewish.
Okay, so how come, with all of these Jewish voiceover actors and writers, the themes of Judaism or issues don't get brought to the surface more on The Simpsons?
Well, they pop up. I mean, Krusty the Clown, who's really, you know, among our, let's say, 10 most prominent characters on the show, certainly one of our most merchandised characters, he's Jewish, and we make reference to his Judaism every episode or two. One reason we don't hit it more is just we don't like to repeat ourselves. We try to find different topics wherever we can. And the other thing is there's a fear mostly among the Jewish writers going, does anybody care? Is anybody going to get this stuff? And we need the urging of the Catholic writers on staff to go, no, this is funny stuff. We like it too.
When one is a funny Jewish writer, you're often playing on Jewish themes or, you know, I guess stereotypes for lack of a better word. Is that something that you can get away with that others can't?
Yes. Yeah, it's sort of a lucky break. I think of Seth MacFarlane, who took so much heat for making a couple of jokes about Jewish people on the Oscars. And if Jon Stewart had made those jokes or Larry David had done them, there wouldn't be any problem. But, you know, Seth is so obviously Gentile, he got in trouble for it, even though the joke was probably written by one of his Jewish writers.
Mike, it seems like every year there's a big debate over whether The Simpsons will keep going. Now, what do you think the chances are there will be a fourth episode about Judaism?
I'm sure we'll hit the topic again, especially if we run another 25 years.
Well, Mike Reese, I want to thank you for joining us.
Terrific. Thanks. It's great to be here.
Mike Reese is a four-time Emmy-winning writer for The Simpsons and author of 18 now children's books. The most recent is Tales of Moronica. You can find out more about him and check out his presentation, Jews in Tunes, at Concord's Red River Theater on April the 14th. We have a link to more on the New Hampshire Jewish Film Festival and Mike Reese at wordofmouthradio.org. Mm-hmm.